is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who's responsible for helping to bring black currants back to the U.S. market and grows black currants on the current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn, and welcome to this week's entry into Notes from the Current Farm. Few things can seem to make the world stand still like a deep snowpack in the dead of winter, and that's just what we have here on the current farm. Successive weekly snowstorms have buried all of the stone walls, downed branches, and fallen trees in the wood, and all that's visible above the white blanket is the top twigs of tall shrubs, the vertical trunks of trees, and occasional patches of evergreens. Ponds and streams are frozen and covered with so much snow, it's as if they weren't even there. There's a large pond just up the road from the farm with hundreds of dead tree trunks, like so many sentinels standing watch long after the war is over. Now, in the midst of this hard winter, the pond has disappeared beneath the white quilt, and the only thing to remind us of where it was is a few acres of these erect poles that were once trees. There's a curious snow mound in the middle of the pond, and if you weren't observant, you might not even notice it. Beneath the 2 feet of snow is a well-constructed pile of interwoven branches, and beneath that is a family of beavers, comfortably spending the winter in total darkness. All of the dead trees standing in the pond are the result of a beaver family damming up a small stream years ago. The low-lying area where they chose to build their dam quickly flooded and killed all the trees that grew in this new wetlands. Now, at first glance, some may see this as destructive, but in fact, it's quite the opposite. You see, the newly formed wetlands became the home to hundreds of species of birds, insects, reptiles, amphibians, and mammals. The hollow cavities in the dead trees are the perfect nesting spot for wood ducks and barred owls, the great blue heron and night heron, as well as mammals including mink, muskrats, fox, bobcat, eastern coyote, fisher cat, mice, wood rats, and even bears all come here to dine because the pond and surrounding moist environment became the perfect habitat for many different species of plants, frogs, salamanders, newts, snakes, and turtles, insects, spiders, and worms, as well as snails, which are mollusks, and crayfish, which are crustaceans. The shallow waters and nutrients are ideal for organisms that form the base of the food web upon which many species of wildlife depend. This woodland pond supports a biodiversity that would rival tropical rainforest. And if that's not impressive enough, the pond also acts like the Earth's kidneys. The deep silt builds up against the beaver dam over time, traps and filters out toxins such as persistent pesticides and other synthetic and organic chemicals, and then they are broken down by the microbes in the wetlands. The water downstream of beaver dams is always much cleaner. And all this is taking place because that one family of beavers decided that this was a good spot to build a dam one spring a long time ago. Aside from humans, no other animal has the ability to change the landscape in such a dramatic way. Now, beavers are rodents. The word rodent comes from the Latin meaning to gnaw with teeth. The front teeth of beavers, and all rodents, never stop growing, so they have to constantly gnaw to keep them in check. That's no problem for beavers because they're always busy cutting down sapling trees and chewing off the bark for food. Of course, this can be a real problem when beavers occupy the same land where humans have planted expensive specimen trees on their country properties. Humankind has been bumping up against our neighbors in the natural world ever since we moved out of the caves. This 40-pound animal builds the dams so that the resulting pond surrounds and protects their lodges. And the deeper water provides a large pantry for winter food storage, as well as hidden entryways into their home away from the eyes of hungry predators. Beavers find a mate during their third year and stay together for life. Both parents care for the four kits born each spring, and the youngsters will stay with the family for 2 years. The one-year-olds will help to tend the new litter each spring, and then, the following year, they will leave to find their own mates. After weaning, the little beavers' diets consist of water lily tubers, wild apples and berries, and the leaves and green bark of several fast-growing trees. When they cut down trees, it's actually part of nature's cycle. Wherever beavers prune trees, willows, cottonwoods, and aspen regrow thicker and bushier than ever. Winter can be hard on many non-hibernating animals in the north, but under that white mound out in the frozen pond, With plenty of food they stored back in the fall and the companionship and warmth of family, the beavers are comfortably passing the quiet season until the spring sun once again melts the snow and ice, lights up the water below, and signals another year in the life of the greatest landscape artist in the animal kingdom. For a podcast of this week's notes with photos or previous notes, or to find out why currants were banned for 100 years, go to currants.com. I'm Greg Quinn. Join us next week for more notes from the Current Farm.
I'd love to hear what you have to say about the program. Send me an email at mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. That's my website, mikebennettradio.com. Address the email to Mike AW, like America Weekend, mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can follow me at MikeBennett11. That's Twitter, at MikeBennett11. With Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to a Gallup survey, 70% of workers do not like their jobs. How can you find work you love?
The Brazen Careerist lays out three questions to ask yourself. First, what have you done in every job, regardless of the titles on your resume? Look for a job that fits what you've naturally done in your career.
Second, are you proud of your accomplishments because they represent your creativity, spontaneity, or determination? Look for a job that allows you to honor your core values.
Third, how do you like to work? Alone or in a group? Indoors or outdoors? Look for a job with an environment that fits your style.
Find more joy in your work by understanding what you really want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. The economy may be improving, but stores are back to their old tricks to get your cash. Here's the advertising science of it. In difficult times, people feel vulnerable and stores twist this inferiority to their gain. It's called rebound buying. And if you've been out of funds, but now you have some cash, chances are you'll waste it on unwanted product. Why? Advertisers subtly point out inadequacies you've been feeling, and their product gives you a way out, a way to feel better. Most will give up their bucks, buy unwanted products, just to feel better. What's the cheap psychological trick? To resist rebound spending, count your cash. Physically look at it. Talk to it. Imagine yourself having more, and this I want more belief will help you resist buying temptations. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.